people around here trust the shepherds. Jamie, Adam, and the other Jamie. They always have. The sheep trust them too. Gather round, I'll throw another log on the fire and turn it up just a touch, cause another episode of the Bobcast is starting now.
Brand new episode of the Bobcast. Very excited about our guest this evening. I am Jamie Bendel, Jamie Hernan, Adam. Hey!
There it is.
I'm not giving you the full one because I feel like you beat me up in the fantasy football draft. We'll maybe address that a little bit later. Our guest this evening, comedian Joe Barnett. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Very good.
All right. Very simple format of the show we have here. We do lightning round style questions. To set the stage for that, we always give a sample or tester question just to acclimate the guest to the format of the show. So the first question to you this evening is clockwise or counterclockwise?
Clockwise.
All right, clockwise.
Might as well.
Starting with Jamie.
I didn't feel a full commitment from that.
No, he didn't. He's just like, he just wants to go standard.
Son of, just.
I get it.
Make it clockwise.
For once, can we just
clock
go clockwise?
Up.
What kind of animal do you believe Gritty most closely resembles?
A caterpillar.
That's absolutely right. What sport do you think the players get the most girls?
Probably basketball.
Okay.
All right, follow-up question for Adam. Do you know who Gritty is?
No.
You don't know who Gritty is?
But you felt very confident that was the correct answer?
Well, it is. It's caterpillar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun fact from the official bio of Gritty. One, he was the son of a bully. Now, Gritty is the mascot of the Philadelphia Flyers. And I would say that the best way to describe him is maybe a bit of a psychopath. Is that fair?
He's fair. He definitely fits in as a Philadelphia Flyer fan. Their hockey team got so pathetic, all they could celebrate was a mascot.
It's kind of sad.
It was pretty bad.
Jamie. All right.
What team has the best intro music?
The San Jose Sharks do Metallica. It's pretty badass.
That is really good.
All right. With polar bears starting to transition from ice hockey to water polo, do you think that Canadians will soon find themselves making a similar transition?
No.
That's absolutely correct. Hockey's Mount Rushmore, the big five.
Adam, you're not looking for any details. Do you have somewhere to be?
Yeah. No, it's lightning round. We'll pick up the details in the next round.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Hockey's Mount Rushmore, the big five.
Okay, well, it would be Gretzky or Lemieux, and I'll say Crosby.
I really like those choices.
Gordie Howe and Rocket Richard also receiving votes. Everyone looks at it, there's the Holy Trinity, and then number four is up for debate.
Lovely. I like that we still haven't forgotten about Orr.
What sport is the most physically demanding to pick up as an adult?
I got to say hockey's pretty hard, but probably like, you know, one of those stupid X game sports.
It's a good call. Yeah, skateboarding, real hard to pick up as an adult. Hernan.
We have blasted through our lightning round.
All right.
That's our first round is two questions.
Yeah, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about the questions.
All right, so we'll come back and do that.
But there was a bit of a theme to our questions, so maybe we can... Joe, tell us about your podcast and why we might have been asking you hockey-related questions.
Well, I do a podcast. It's been going on for about 8 years now called Puck Off. I do it with the great Fraser Smith, who's an L.A. DJ and comedic legend. And now we have a third guy, Andy Picaro, and we have... you know, we have different guests. We have former players on. We have former announcers. We have media. We have comedians, actors, whoever. Or we just talk amongst ourselves, and we always talk hockey.
So as that show has developed, do you feel like you guys were like the first out there?
We definitely started out way on top of a mountain because we were on a huge network called Sideshow, which they stopped doing podcasts all together now. But there's some big stars way bigger than me and Fraser on there. And they drove us a lot of traffic, and there wasn't very many hockey podcasts, and we were a national podcast. And then we did what we called summer programming. People used to stop doing hockey in the summer. We kept talking. So we ended up getting a lot of fans. And then as the years have gone by, every team now has 50 different podcasts that just devoted to that team. And it seems like everybody has a podcast now. So we used to be a bigger fish, but now the sea expanded. Ian Bagg said it best, talk about things that you would talk about anyway.
Right.
So all I do is talk about hockey. So
if you run across a new hockey podcast that you don't like, do you ever just want to throw the gloves off and
engage,
get the fight on right there? Check them into the wall. so to speak.
You know, I don't really listen to other people's podcasts unless they're very informative.
I would agree with the answer that hockey is a very difficult sport to pick up later in life, because I, as a non-hockey player as a child, had an opportunity to play club hockey in college, and it was what partially led me to becoming a comedian.
Oh my God, right? I couldn't imagine. Like,
yeah.
I've gone ice skating at Christmas with my kids, and it's hard enough just to pick up ice skating. To be be able to play a sport while ice skating, that's an entirely different subject.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And you know what the worst part about it was, Joe? Is I grew up skating on figure skates.
Okay.
So I did not have hockey skates growing up. My parents, when they got us skates, I had figure skates.
Right. You're more of a Brian Boitano.
I'm telling you. Right?
Will someone tell Bendel to stop doing flips or spins?
Yeah.
No.
You're on the power play doing figure eights.
Yeah. This.
Look at how tight he's spinning.
This guy's amazing in the corner. But my roommate in college was the captain of the club hockey team in college. And he's like, you should come out and skate with us. And so I said, all right. So they were having some game against somebody.
Yeah. Did you get hurt?
No, but it was awkward needing to find figure skates to go out in the club hockey game.
I think it's
leotards.
I think it's amazing to me.
Tiger Prince.
We'll pick this up in a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you were waiting for your music to come on before you hit the ice.
Yeah.
That's right.
When do I go? All right. We are going to be back with next segment here on the Bobcast. Comedian Joe Bartnick. Bobcast will return right after this.
So I'm working at this sports agency, Wolf Agency, after my first year of law school. And Bobby was a partner, the nicest guy in the entire world. I get engaged to my wife that same summer, and she grew up in New Hampshire. Her dad is from New Hampshire. Like everybody in New England, he's the biggest Bobby Orr fan in the world. So I had the greatest gift to my father-in-law ever, because I told Bobby that my soon-to-be father-in-law was a huge fan. He has a very famous picture called The Goal, where Bobby is
airborne.
Yeah, he scored the goal, and he's airborne afterwards, jumping in celebration. And he signed it. My father-in-law's nickname was Bud, and it said, to Bud, you're getting yourself the best son-in-law I've ever met, Bobby. And I presented that, gave that to him, and then Bobby offered to have him down for dinner in Boston. So it was great.
That's awesome.
I was the coolest kid ever, and my father-in-law got to told that story to everybody at our wedding.
Does your spouse ever pull that picture out when you're misbehaving at home and say, you're disappointing Mr. Orr?
You're disappointing Bobby.
You are not being the greatest son-in-law right now.
You're not pulling through.
Yeah.
Again, the nicest guy in the whole wide world. And the first time I met him, he came around and said, what's your name? And I said, I'm Adam. I'm here as the summer legal assistant. And he said, okay, Adam, summer legal assistant. We don't have enough candy on any of these administrative assistants' desks. So you and I, we're going to go buy candy and put it on everybody's desk. And we went to one of those candy stores and just loaded up on the jelly beans.
What's this candy of choice?
It was Jelly Bellies. Yeah. Ooh. He's a Ronald Reagan-esque. He used to do slap shots in the hallway. Like they used to have, where he would set up a goal and he would show it.
Not with the administrative assistants.
No. Never.
Did your father-in-law not like you before, but after you got in the picture, you're his best friend?
Yeah, I think he liked me before, but he was very, very touched by the gesture. And I gotta say, so this little segment, this little break is a thank you to Bobby Orr. And says, Bobby, you're a good guy. You're an incredible person to hang out with. My father-in-law, my wife, and my marriage thanks you.
All right, we are back for a little more in-depth conversation about our first lightning round worth of questions. Our guest this episode is comedian Joe Bartnick, host also of the hockey podcast Puck Off. You guys are on All Things Comedy now, right?
Yes, sir.
Isn't it amazing how that network of podcasts has grown also?
Oh, absolutely. Well, just the whole company's grown. I mean, they're going to be producing my special at the end of this year. We already shot a lot of the B-roll for it. So now they're a whole production company.
I think it's fantastic. It's amazing. Really, really happy to see their success. All right.
Can we figure out why they get the most girls? Can we dive into that a little bit? Because I was thinking to myself as I walked myself through it, okay, so baseball players, they're playing a ton of games. They have most of their mornings free usually. What do you think? Why are we thinking of the basketball players?
Well, I worked for the Pirates in the late 80s, early 90s. In those days, I just think the way the world is now, I just think basketball is the hippest sport or the coolest sport. And I just think that's where the women are attracted to what's the hip new thing. Football players are a little too aggressive. And hockey players get a lot of chicks too. I was actually going to say golfers seem to get a lot of chicks. All the money grubbers seem to flock to the.
Oh, that's golfers. A good point. That's a good point. It's kind of the gold digger move. Have we seen the death of the puck bunny?
Oh no, no. The hockey whores are still there.
Okay, good. Everywhere. Good. That makes me feel good because I was concerned about the hockey players.
There are like hockey groupies.
Yeah, puck bunnies. That I knew.
And they're referred to as puck bunnies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You also, know, apparently, hockey whores.
There's also lacrostitutes, but puck bunnies are puck bunnies are pretty common. They've actually caused problems in some clubhouses.
They're rink rats.
Rink rats, exactly.
This will probably get all of us in trouble.
Yes.
But what would other sport-themed pun semi-derogatory names be? how do you characterize that, right? Rink rat?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I get it. I don't know.
You don't have any others?
I don't know.
I feel like there's going to be a lot of mental energy put towards coming up with these names, and they will not be in the final episode.
No, but I might use them in other areas of my life. I might be thinking of other...
Like she's a tackling dummy?
There you go.
Okay. Possibly.
Or how about chess?
Why would you go to chess? Why would you go? We're obviously, I'm struggling thematically with sports.
I don't know if there's a lot of...
Is there a chess groupie?
I don't think so. I mean, there are, but they're few and far between. If you look at the big sports, the chess guys are getting laid less than almost all the big sports.
Actually, I just pulled up the stats from Elias Sports Bureau, mm-hmm. and chess is actually second to basketball
for getting
chicks. Yep.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. You would have thought something else.
I would have.
I think they're flawed in their tracking. Then chess players brag about girls way too much.
A lot of Russian chicks.
A lot of Russians.
Chess.
Have you ever had the opportunity to meet any of your hockey big four, big five?
Yes, I've met Mario.
Awesome. And how did he, was he awesome guy to hang out with?
It was incredible. It was kind of a little joke around, not a joke around town, but that I'm his favorite comedian. So I think he plays it up a little bit just to be nice to me. But I did his cancer benefit. He is a huge cancer foundation and has made millions of dollars or generated millions of dollars for people all over the country. They're called Austin Lemieux houses. Austin's house where parents and kids whose children are getting cancer treatments. It's kind of like the Ronald McDonald houses where it's Lemieux Foundation. And he's built wings on hospitals. It's a huge foundation. And I was lucky enough to perform for an event of his. And there was literally like 36 Stanley Cup rings in the room.
Oh, that's so
and that's
cool.
Not like assistant to the assistant GM. That was like Brian Trottier and
Mellon.
It was amazing. It was the best night of my life. That and playing the garden. Those are my two best nights ever in comedy.
Very cool. So I actually got the opportunity to work with Bobby Orr for a little while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What a dream.
But I thought I was going to be the next Jerry Maguire after a year after law school, or my first year after the first summer after my first year. So I worked for Wolf Agency that represents a lot of players, but Bobby was one of the partners at the time. I can tell you that the sports agents get a special view of players in general, and Wolf represented all the major sports. Hockey players were some of the easiest guys to get along with, and they were also some of the most grateful players. Like, whereas, like, if you asked a hockey player to go do a signing at a car dealer, he would be happy to do it. He'd be there on time. He'd be pleasant to everybody who came up, and we just didn't see that with the football players and the basketball players and some of the baseball players.
Well, that's because they were busy with the ladies.
In hockey, you know, unless you're like Sidney Crosby or Alex Ovechkin, and even then the culture will kick you down a notch.
Right.
Everyone's ridden the bus in the minors. It's like being a stand-up comic. Everyone's done open mics. No one just went straight to the top. Whereas football players and basketball players, they've been handed everything since they were 10 years old.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So with that, we will wrap this segment here. We're going to be back with more of the podcast, comedian Joe Bartnick, right after this. All right. So you pushed chess this entire episode.
You did.
I could be accused of that.
Do you legitimately believe that there is such a thing as a chess groupie?
Oh, absolutely. You don't think that at chess tournaments at whatever hotel in somewhere in Russia that things get a little crazy at nightfall?
I don't think so.
I think I could see where like the top five chess players in the world get groupies, but the average chess player is not getting groupies.
Do you think that there is ever any high stakes underground chess
of course
that's being played for money.
Chess games underground being played to the death.
Death chess?
No one's playing death chess anymore. I think they've done a lot to clear that out.
Wait. Let's suppose you're out on a crazy night, and before you know it, you've been brought down into this basement.
Yes.
And there is a huge
back room
underground death chess.
Yes.
And all of the pieces are large enough to be bludgeoned to death with.
Ah, so when you take someone's piece, you're literally just beating them over the head.
That's part of the thing.
And so, the chess groupies use the pickup line, "King me."
Probably not.
No one would ever.
Probably. It would probably be something like, "I see you're running the Tomansky Gambit," or something.
It would be like,
"I didn't feel really good about King me, but I feel a lot better about it after you're running the Tomansky Gambit."
Rook to bishop 8.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Keep talking.
Chess has got the perfect game now. There's a way you play chess perfectly. It's a well-known way. So basically competitive chess now is just whoever gets the advantage.
How disappointing.
It is. It's really disappointing. Computers have ruined chess. The computers figured out how to run the perfect game.
Do computers have groupies?
Some computers.
Watson clearly
has groupies.
Well, by the way, I would say stay away because that's a dude with some viruses. All right, we are in the second of our lightning rounds here this episode on the podcast. Jamie Bendel, Jamie Hernan, Adam Haig, guest, comedian Joe Bartnick. All right, Joe, you ready for round two of the lightning round?
I am ready.
All right, would you like to stay clockwise or switch it up and go counterclockwise?
Let's go counterclockwise.
Counterclockwise, starting with Jamie.
So this question comes to us from our friends at the Beat a Dead Source podcast, at @dead_source. And their question for Joe is, which would be better at hockey, lemurs or Pallas's cats? Which I've known about Pallas's cats for about 10 minutes now.
What are Pallas's cats?
Yeah, they're like a small wild cat that if you saw, you'd be pretty sure you were close to getting rabies.
Oh.
Lemurs.
I would think the name like Pallas cats, you'd do better. But
Gritty cat.
I don't even know what is a lemur, a regular cat, or is it like a jungle cat?
A lemur is like a
cat monkey hybrid.
Yeah, it's like a cat monkey squirrel hybrid.
Well, I think you got to go hybrid. A monkey and a squirrel and a cat combined sounds pretty amazing.
It is. It would
sounds better than a half rabid cat.
You're exactly right.
That's true. Like the rabid cat would be the defenseman, you know, or the enforcer maybe. But the hybrid has got all the elements
it's
of
got
a hockey player.
It's got the full. He's a 5-tool player.
Right.
Yeah.
My turn. I am counterclockwise. All right. Me up. All right, Joe. In your life, have you ever made an actual mixtape cassette?
Yes.
And when you made that mixtape cassette, was it to remember an occasion or acknowledge a relationship?
It was to, I've made several, but I will give you, I've made several, but I definitely sent them to girls.
Yeah, for their romance.
Okay. When you were making a mixtape for a female romantic interest, who did you open it with and who did you close it with?
AC/DC and Guns N' Roses.
Whoa.
That's a very specific type of girl receiving that.
That is that, a cool girl. Mixtape. Yeah. She's going hard with you. I mean, no, I don't cut that. Yeah. So we're in Georgia. Hockey is not as big here. In fact, I always worry that the next great hockey player is being born in Georgia and will never get the opportunity to show what he could or couldn't have done. If I wanted to raise the next super hockey player, what's the best state for us to move to when my son's born?
Or province.
Yeah, I'll give Canada as an entire state.
Oh. Well, I mean, Canada for sure. But I will say I like the Boston area.
Okay. Massachusetts, Boston area.
Even though Pittsburgh is coming up and they have tons of rinks now and they're producing NHLers, there's just something, it's ingrained in Boston and it's still a tough town like Pittsburgh where you're going to get a gritty kid, not like a suburban kind of kid. You're going to get an enforcer.
Not one of those Minnesota Duluth softies, right?
Well, I'm not saying about them either, but I just mean, I kind of just like that city kid aspect.
Yeah, good.
Because in Pittsburgh, it's more the suburban kids playing hockey.
Okay.
All right. In the movie A Fish Called Wanda, there is a famous slow motion steamroller scene. I don't know if you're familiar with that. But
I never saw the movie. I saw A Fish Saved Pittsburgh, though.
Which is worth exploring.
Are there any steamrollers in that movie?
Maybe they smoked a few.
Okay. There we go. All right. So if you were forced to enter a race to the death between a steamroller and a Zamboni, which vehicle would you prefer to be driving?
Oh, Zamboni is faster than a steamroller.
Yeah, clearly. It's just limited to ice, which would be kind of a problem. Or can Zambonis just go anywhere?
The Zambonis can go anywhere.
Okay, then there you go.
Have you ever seen a Zamboni out of its natural habitat, though?
I haven't, but I imagine it could. I mean, how did it get there?
Yeah, there's a famous video where Gino and Sid race each other in Zambonis in the parking lot.
Oh, that's awesome.
I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, wonder why I don't see more Zambonis in, like, parades.
Right, there should be.
Yeah, when they do, like, the community parade.
Yeah, why are there not more Zambonis?
Why is the Zamboni?
Seems like it's a purpose. So it's already built in float.
It's amazing because I've often said, like, this parade is one Zamboni away from being perfect.
Or even good.
I have to tell you, but one of the things that I like about, and I'm being serious.
I appreciate that.
Is even as a kid, I like the fact that Zambonis had really sweet rims. Like, they always kind of had chromed out wheels.
Kick-ass wheels.
Kick-ass wheels on the Zamboni.
Gotta have it.
Yeah.
You know, Zambonis make me sad because I always see those adults that wave. Like, you're not 6 years old. What are you doing?
A wave to the Zamboni driver?
Yeah, no, you know, like riding around, you're like, this, you know, lucky season ticket holder gets a ride on the Zamboni between periods and they're waving. It's like, well, you're an adult. Grow up.
Yeah, it's not a prize unless you're driving the Zamboni.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, Joe, I would be the adult waving on the Zamboni because I'd be like, this is kind of the coolest thing.
Yeah. I'm a 5-year-old.
I love tractors. It's sort of an ice tractor.
It is indeed.
Yeah. I spent many a winter shoveling off a pond so that we could skate on a pond.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you say we, do you mean you and do you mean doing pirouettes?
I mean,
in your figure skating.
Yeah, it wasn't hockey. You were figure skating.
We actually played a lot of pond football. You clear the pond and then you play football on the pond.
Not on skates.
I'm not on skates. I'm picturing Bendel out there with his friends like, okay, who's going to be the judges today? Who's going to be the coach? I'm going to go off to the side, wait for my 9.9. Oh,
by the way, guys, nobody with mittens can be a judge, right? Because I can't tell what my actual score was.
And Jesus, Stephen, will you stop throwing flowers at me at the end?
I had to drag a boombox out there.
Makes me look stupid.
The batteries got cold all the time.
Okay, Bendel, follow-up question to you. You are going out on the ice to perform your routine. What starts your mixtape of your routine?
Oh, that's a good, I don't know. I'll have to think. I'll come back around. I'll give you an answer on the.
We're going
to
get that answer in a later episode.
Later episode, yeah.
A little Easter egg. You'll have to find it.
Yeah.
Tease.
The follow-up. Is it my turn now for the question?
It is.
Okay.
The final countdown? Of course. I don't know why you do anything else.
For your
skating routine.
My skating routine? I don't know. I have to think
it's
about
gotta
it.
It's got
to
be the final countdown. That seems weird.
How old am I?
Or Cashmere.
In your hypothetical, how old am I?
Or Cashmere by Led Zeppelin?
No, growing up is one answer, and today, I want two answers.
Okay. Oh, solid.
Yeah.
Okay, Jamie. Okay.
You know what the worst part about that is? I'm actually giving a little bit of brain space to figuring out what song I would actually like to do a nice skating routine.
It's sad. You've committed any brain space to that.
But I'm like, oh, that'd be interesting. I wonder if I would do like an...
I would. And our listeners, some of them were sitting in their car going, that's the dumbest question ever. And then half of them were saying, I wonder what mine would be.
Okay.
Bendel, you're up.
All right. So, Joe, have you been back to see any concerts since the pandemic?
I just saw the Black Crowes the other day.
Nice.
Oh, is this their Shake Your Moneymaker anniversary tour?
I believe so. It was great because they played like every song off Shake Your Moneymaker. And then they played like five songs off Southern Harmony Companion. And they played like two songs off America. And that was it.
All right. So who would be the band that you did not get to see live, but you would like to have seen live?
Well, Jimi Hendrix, is that a band?
Yeah. That's incredible. That would have been an incredible show. Joe, you have an incredible mustache. Our listeners can't see it, but we see you on video and it's an incredible mustache.
I feel like it's so incredible. I feel like they can feel it.
They can probably feel it in your voice. It comes through. It's that powerful. In film and television, what character has the best mustache?
Gotta say Magnum.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Who's second?
Burt Reynolds.
Oh, snap. Now I'm thinking Burt was the number one. But that's a good one. And then there's that guy from the Addams Family that had the long.
Gomez?
Yeah, didn't Gomez have a really long pencil thin?
Yeah, he had that kind of creepy one.
Yeah.
If Magnum and Burt Reynolds were doing an ice dancing routine, what song would they use as their background music?
Eastbound and Down.
Ooh.
I mean, that's pretty clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
what else?
I don't
would
know
they
why
do?
I asked the question.
Yeah, that's a stupid question.
Okay. Of the NHL hockey teams with animal-based names, Rank them in order of how their animal namesake would fare in a cage match. And I'm happy to list them if that would help.
Well, I think sharks are badass, but the cage would have to be underwater.
True.
We're going to say the land-based ones can be in water. Water-based ones can be in lands. We're going to take that.
And the land-based ones can survive underwater.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Okay.
After proper scuba training, of course.
Obviously.
I guess panthers are pretty tough, I think. Bruins are bears. Sabres.
What else we got there?
Probably I would think the sharks would be the toughest. I can't think of all of them, but that seemed like the sharks would be the toughest, right?
Well, so I've got the panthers, the penguins, coyotes, sharks, ducks, and then the last one, the kraken.
And the Bruins.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Bruins are... I guess the Kraken wins because the Kraken, like, fights Godzilla. But of real animals, I would go sharks, then bear, then Bruins, then panthers. Let's face it, the penguins and the ducks, they're in, like, the non-confrontational...
Division.
Penguins and ducks will be fighting for the basement.
They're just running away from all their competition.
Yeah.
I think penguins might be faster than ducks, though. But ducks can fly.
Ducks can fly.
Okay, so if you had a kraken, could a kraken take out a combined assault by a panther, penguin, coyote, shark, and duck?
Yeah, I mean, isn't a kraken like the size of Godzilla? Isn't a kraken like a make-believe animal?
But he might be too big to get the duck, right? The duck, I mean, it's a little hard for a kraken to get a little tiny duck. No, you don't think so?
No, you should see what kraken can do to ducks. Yeah. You should see
a kraken can wipe out all the ducks.
I've seen a kraken eat a game-ish corning hen, which is just incredible.
Without utensils or anything?
No utensils, just
wow.
Yeah.
No garnish or anything? Just
clearly garnish. What are they, farmers?
Does the kraken come with potato and salad?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Your choice of potato.
All right, Joe. Yeah. Of the rock road ballads, which is the best?
Does Tuesday's Gone count?
Yeah.
That's good. So my last question.
Correct.
If you took the average hockey player and he had to fight off a horde of average golfers, how many golfers do you think he could fight off before he became overwhelmed?
The average hockey player?
I'm talking about an average professional hockey player.
Yeah. He could take at least three golfers.
Three golfers, maybe gets overwhelmed at four?
I would think the other golfers would start backing up after the first three, though.
I can take out this whole foursome. Who wants first?
Exactly.
Who wants
first? I just don't want to be the first golfer.
Yeah, I don't see any professional golfer really stepping up to a real professional hockey player.
Yeah.
Although Bryson DeChambeau might be able to take one.
He's got a little attitude.
Yeah.
Everyone's a tough guy until you meet one.
That's right.
Hey, I do have one related to the special that you're going to be having out. So you hope that'll be out when? Probably 2022?
Well, we shot everything. We shot a bunch of stuff for it already. And then we're going to shoot it in Chicago, we believe, in the beginning of December.
Is this all finished stuff? Or is it still some post-pandemic stuff that you're putting some finishing touches on?
I might have one or two just real quick pandemic jokes, but it's basically... We were going to shoot my special last August, so it's all so I've added some new jokes, but they're not really pandemic related. I don't really talk about the pandemic. It seems like when, you know, Jamie, you own a club, people want to forget about it.
I was just talking with somebody over the weekend, and I already feel like pandemic stuff is kind of come and gone, at least as material on stage.
Yeah, I don't really talk about it.
All right. So before we let you go, I do appreciate you being with us this evening. While we wait on this new special to be finished and released, where would you direct people to either see you in person or consume your content online?
You can joebartnick.com, at Joe Bartnick, on Twitter. I'm Mr. Joe Bartnick on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere.
Well, I'm glad you're well, and continued success, and hopefully we'll see you here.
Thanks for having me, guys. I hope this was okay.
This was a lot of fun. You're great.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
Thanks to Joe. That was a great episode. See you when we have the next one ready to go.
Taka Taka.
I missed the Taka Taka the last couple of times. So.
Taka Taka sheep, you know who you are.
Taka Taka.
Fire's getting low. This episode of the Bogcast is over. Time to go home now, sheep. Go on, back to where you came from. We'll call you back when it's time for another Bogcast. Taka Taka.